Joining us now, tableside at Rogers Arena, Travis. What's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Hello. We're good. Ready for all these intrepid questions again. Day one meeting with the media. Yeah, first day of training camp, and you have to deal with all these questions.
You know what? That's exactly what I thought about. I was like, man, where's the excitement level for this season coming up? Because I'm excited.
No, and I think a lot of fans are excited, but more than anything, the players are excited. And that's maybe the main takeaway that we had at the Jake Milford yesterday. Every single player we talked to was genuinely excited.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to be excited the past few years with a young group, but realistically, you knew it was going to be really hard to be a playoff team.
Right.
But the guys seem to really believe they can do something special this year.
Yeah, I get that feeling just walking around the locker room right now. And it's not just the players, the coaches, staffs. I know we've talked about expectations and goals. You talk about it every year. And at the end of last season, we said, the expectation is to get better. I have no doubt that we're going to be a better team this year. And I think our goal should be to make the playoffs. So you want your expectations to be at a standard that are achievable, and you want your goals to be high enough that you can reach them, and I think you got both.
And to reach those goals, you need players to buy into your message,
and also
are players who are self-starters to some extent.
Yeah.
The young group of guys, especially Pettersson, Horvat, and these guys, even Quinn to some extent, even though he's only a few games in, they seem to have that mentality that veterans already do. Mixing in some players that are determined as well, Myers, Ferlin, and JT Miller, for instance, combining that group together, what are you expecting with the new players coming in and trying to supplement these guys?
Well, I think you hit a few really solid points there. The competitive nature of your group can really drive it internally, and young players can feed off that. To win in the NHL, you've got to have a real strong desire, will to win, and I think we've got individuals in our room that'll lead the way in that area. I think we've got some special young players that have talent on the ice, but also off the ice. We had some, even with our testing yesterday and today, some of our young guys came in, even a guy like Quinn Hughes and Petey, like their scores on the bike test have been, phenomenal for them, for the strength of them and how big they are. They've been, I'm really impressed with the shape they've come in, and you want all your players to do that. And some of them are a little bit different. Some of them, they don't quite come in the way you want them to, but I think for the majority, our veterans are in phenomenal shape, and our young guys are following suit, which is what you want. And there is a feeling within our room that this could be an exciting year, and it should be. I feel the same way.
When you're talking about buying into that message, then it must be a little different this year because you did bring in players who are already established NHL veterans. I mean, yeah, Quinn is a rookie, and this team over the past number of years has had either first or second year players, so that buy-in is important. But this season, with the influx of those established vets already, it might be a little, dare say, easier to get that message through because it should be reverberated by others.
Well, I don't think it'll be hard to get it through at all. I think our group worked extremely hard last year. I like the compete level of our group, and I like the character and the compete level of the guys we brought in. They've been on other teams. They've done well in the league. Bigger bodies that play the game hard, and I think when you have so many new players, I believe it's 9 or 10 from Christmas time of last year. That's one concern as a coach, as far as your team chemistry and gelling together as a group. But that'll take care of itself throughout training camp and with a strong leadership group, which I really believe we have in our room. Those things kind of play themselves out. As much as you want to make it happen, it is hard to manufacture those kind of things. But, with our group, I'm confident that that'll happen as well.
Bill Belichick would say, like, the most important game is always the one that's coming up, and then after that, it's going to be the next one.
Sure.
But the way that this team is wanting to be aggressive right off the gate, would you say, or would you at least agree that October may be the most important month for this team, just to make sure you're starting the season on the strongest?
The start's important.
Moment. Yeah.
That's no secret in any sport, any league. You want to get off to a good start. That's why, when we talk to our players at season end, we have a high expectation on coming into camp in great shape. There's no excuses when you don't make the playoffs. You've got a long time to get your bodies healed, ready, and be in top physical condition, because training camp's hard. You don't just come in and go out and go for a little twirl. It's hard, and their bodies aren't used to it. It's a little bit of a shock to the system. And, when you think about it, when your body's shocked, how good a shape you're in dictates how it bounces back and how you're ready to go the next day. Or 2 weeks into camp, are you a guy that's still lagging behind because you're tired because you didn't put the work in the summer, you didn't put the hours in? Really, the summer is harder for a lot of guys, how they train, than the season. So we get a real good idea, like right now, day one, where some of our guys are at and the commitment level and how serious they are of being top pros and really pushing the bar for us to win. Like, we want guys that are all in. We just want to win, and we want to win for a long time. And you got to have guys that are just, they love it. They love playing. They love winning. They love putting in the work, because to be the best, you got to be so committed. And, you know, it's, you hear about it all the time with the top, top athletes in the world. Like, man, you wish you had 23 right. of those guys. But we want as many as we can.
And it's not just working on being in shape. That's one part of it. But yeah. like you mentioned, it's become so competitive. The bar has been raised so high.
It really has.
That if you're not working on your game as well, whether it's puck skills, defensively, sure. and all those things, like, just working out is not enough anymore.
No.
Like, you have to improve.
You do. And it's man, like, the guy in the summer, it's, guys don't just come in and work out for an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, you know, guys have, they go on the ice, they work out, they maybe do something at night. Like, it's 24/7 in the summer, and obviously you schedule your summer around some downtime, some vacation time, but they all know, or most of them, you know exactly what they're doing from day to day, week to week, throughout the whole summer. So they're geared up and they really can't wait to get into training camp. Mm-hmm. Even though they know that camp is going to be hard, they know that now they've put the work in and they don't have to worry about it.
Well, and the other aspect now, when you look at this group of players, especially the veterans added mm-hmm. in, and last year, I know you talked a lot about, it's not just playing a certain way and making the playoffs, it's making the playoffs and playing a style that can be successful in
right.
the postseason.
Yeah.
And part of that also is you need to almost be able to play different styles of games depending on your opponent week to week. Last couple of years, obviously, with the roster not being quite where you wanted it to be, when you look at the versatility, especially a guy like JT Miller who can play multiple positions, you
right.
have Ferland up and down the lineup, that defense... Game to game, and I know players want consistency with line mates, but how do you navigate that consistency and also trying to get the best out of your group based on the opponent you're playing?
Well, I felt as a coaching staff, we were chasing our tail a little bit the last few years, trying to find, you know, the right combinations, the right guys to play with certain players, and we probably had some guys playing over their weight a little bit and playing up in the lineup and where they weren't quite ready for it. So consistency becomes a factor. Mm-hmm. Where they're not an everyday NHL player that is a top, everyday top six player. And, you know, on those nights, myself personally on the bench, I felt like, okay, I've got to make a change here because he's not quite going tonight.
Right.
And that happens. Like, you know, the great players, they play good almost every night or 75 times a year, and you know what you're getting every night. And that's what the good teams have, and I think when the fact that I feel like we're going to be able to have a little more solidity in our lines, that means we're becoming a better hockey team.
For guys like Jake Virtanen, then, who spoke yesterday on the station that, hey, you know, he wants to hit 20 goals, get a little bit more than that, and obviously goals are nice, but consistency is more than just showing up on the score sheet. It's being that really well-rounded hockey player. So what are some of the things you're wanting to see out of a guy like him who entering another contract year for himself?
Well, I like Jake. I mean, there's no, I don't make any bones about it. I like Jake a lot as a player and what he can bring when he's on top of his game. He's a force. You know, he really is. He's a force to be reckoned with when he's on top of his game. And Jake and I have been together for a while now. I don't know if I've worked with a player mm-hmm. more individually than Jake, and when he's on top of his game, he is a force. Now, there's certain things that we've talked to Jake about, certain expectations that we expect out of him as well. And, you know, at some point in a player's career, he needs to take that next step and become, and consistency probably has been an issue. Mm-hmm. And the first step of being consistent is showing up into camp and being in phenomenal shape and putting the work in the summer. And you know, later this afternoon we meet with our trainers, our medical staff, and we talk about every player's results and see where they're at. And but for me, I like Jake brings a lot of attributes that you need on a team as far as his speed, his heaviness. He's got a good shot. We'd like to see him get to the net a little more and score more goals in the paint, get some tip-in goals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a time frame and an evolution for every young player. Some don't reach their full potential for 3, 4, sometimes 5 years, 6 years. And every path is different. And for us, it's, you know, when I look at every player and how we treat them, how we coach them, you know, how we put our thumb on them, it changes. The temperature changes on every player based on the player. So I'm anxious to see where Jake is at. I want him to have a good year. And the good thing about Jake is I feel like he can score throughout our lineup, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is what we want. I've some games I play Jake with Beagle. Sometimes I play him up, and I play him against top lines a lot. But, you know, we want him to be more consistent, and it started at the end of last season, so we'll see where it's at.
Well, and there are a lot of players. You even mentioned Bo as a guy who hasn't reached his ceiling yet. And then, obviously, you see that there's a different conversation within a locker room and an organization, and fans are already handing him the captaincy,
right.
saying he has to be the next captain.
Right.
But you as a head coach, and I know you guys are still going to be deciding over the next few weeks to see if somebody's going to be a captain this season. But when you're looking at a player who you mentioned can still get better, you want to use him more in a matchup role, do you worry about expectations being too high when you put something like that on somebody's jersey when you still want the player to grow? Like, how do you navigate trying to get the most out of a player, but at the same time not putting too much of a burden on that player?
Well, I think you nailed it. You know, that's exactly what we do look at, and we worry about it, and we put a lot of thought into it. We watch, we talk to players. I think Bo's maturity level is high. I think it always has been. Even when he was a junior hockey player, he was a mature junior hockey player. I think he's a good leader on our team. I think he does a lot of things that you love in a player, and even as a teammate, and those are all attributes of a really good leader. And there's no secret, he is a guy that could potentially be our captain, and we'll see where it plays out. And as far as this play goes, you know, I think Bo agrees. And when I say matchup role, I don't mean it in a defensive way, mm-hmm. but you know, I think the good teams just go head-to-head. Their best players play against
right.
the other team's best players, and the team that plays the best wins. Mm-hmm. And they're not worried about the matchups. So there is still the matchups, and you've got to watch them as a coach. But, you know, I feel it when I'm on the bench, when I know the other coach is what he's trying to get against us. So
right.
I know that gives me a good idea of where some of our players are at as well, and validates some of my feelings. So I want Bo to be a guy that I can play in a role if I'm going against one of the top players in the league, and also if I want to try to take advantage of another situation as a coach. And I think he's got those capabilities, and yet we've got to make sure that what we put on his shoulders, he's capable of handling.
Well, and it's also veteran players who have to get better. We know you talked about Louis Erickson, and a big conversation mm-hmm. is if he's one of the top 12 forwards on this team,
mm-hmm.
he has a chance of making the team and still playing for you. Because people look at, you know, the comments and say, well, is there a rift between the coach and the player?
Mm-hmm.
But are you in a position to not play a player just because of something that happened in the past?
I think it depends on what happened.
Right.
You know, I mean, you see different scenarios in sport where, you know, the line has been drawn and you've crossed it. But I don't believe this is a case where Louis and I, you know, we've talked. I want to win, and if Louis, you know, I'm going to put the best players on the ice that'll help us win, and Louis wants to be part of that. And you know, I also don't hide it that I was surprised and I was disappointed that it came out in the media. I think those things don't need to be said. I've talked to him about that as well. I've been honest with him and told him that. And yet I still have respect for, he's played a long time in the league, and I respect guys that play a long time. I want guys that want to be Canucks, and I want guys that will do anything they can to help us win, and that's part of that buy-in that we're talking about. And Louis's no different than the other, you know, 16, 17, 18 forwards that are trying to make the team, and we're going to have some tough decisions. There's no doubt about it. This is an important training camp for so many reasons, to get off to a good start first and foremost, but also to make some hard decisions. We've got to really watch our guys, and at the end of it, you always... You know, every year you make decisions, but I feel like this year is, barring injuries, knock on wood, mm-hmm. we're going to have to make some tough decisions.
Right. Well, and one player that, you know, was trying to emerge last year was Nikolai Goldobin
mm-hmm.
as well. And
yeah.
it seems like he put a lot of work this offseason, and
mm-hmm.
and he's a guy that comes in with a clean slate, and how much of a chance he has to emerge here.
Oh, he's one of those guys. You know, people think that you know, I don't like Goldie because I didn't play him. There's reasons why I didn't play Goldie. Mm. But I like his talent level. I like his skill level. And sometimes you want to make sure a player has a real strong understanding of what he needs to do to get in the lineup. And you know, there's lots of things that go inside the locker room that I will never talk about. And it's between the players and I, and that's the way it should be. And I love the passion that people have for wanting certain players to play more. Like, that's the best part of playing in Canada and coaching in Canada. I think it's an incredible place to play, and I know our fan base wants to win. And hey, if Goldie's, I want Goldie to be a player that can play and score and put up points and do everything he wants to do and help us win. And if he is, like, I'm gonna play him. Mm-hmm. And you know, but on the other hand, if I think he's a player that isn't really helping us and he's, you know, I don't think it's the right fit, he's the same way as the other guys, and he's part of that equation on tough decisions to make, and he knows that, and he's put in the work, I hope. I'm going to find out here soon and over the course of the next few days, and hopefully he helps us win too.
Sportsnet 650.